Hi, Goodbach. This is Yisachar Wartell, and this week we have Parshat Truma. That's right, here we are, 5782, Parshat Truma, the beginning of the Parshiot that speak about the Inyanim, the different intricacies of the Mishkan, later to become the Beit HaMikdash. Before I begin, once again, this year is sponsored in loving memory of Sarah Bala Bat Menachem Mendel. May her neshama have an aliyah. So there's actually a lot more to talk about than you might think in this week's Parsha. What may seem as a little bit droll and a bit excessive on the details actually has a ton of amazing hidden concepts in it. I will speak about a couple of those. It is possible I spoke about this last year, and if so, I apologize, but either way, it's a good refreshment reminder, and if I didn't, then there you go. So anyway, in this week's Parsha, we see that most of the Kelim and the Beit HaMikdash were covered in gold, which is not surprising. Now, there are many secrets tied to the Inyan, the subject of gold, but I was informed that the letters Zayin, Hey, and Bet, which make up the word Zahav, gold, is in fact a remez, a hint to the notion of the days in which we read the Torah, with the Bet of Zahav, meaning the last letter, being Monday, Bet meaning two, the second day of the week, which is Monday, Hey being the fifth day of the week, which is Thursday, and Zayin being Shabbos, the seventh day. Right, those are the 3 days in which we read the Torah. There's actually many other hints to this idea as well, of these 3 days, of there being 3 days in general. 3 days, we also know, is a chazakah, that when you do something three times, it makes it firm. This was a takana, a decree, I believe, by Ezra. It means to get people more familiar with the parsha, the Torah portion of the week, instead of just reading it on Shabbos. So, as I mentioned, in addition to that, Ezra enacted this so that there should also never be a three-day period without Torah. That you will, you know, and apparently Mondays and Thursdays were the most common marketplaces day. Oh, of course, it actually goes much deeper than that. There's a lot of divine inspiration involved as well. After all, Ezra, you know, I mean, we have a book named after him for a reason. Anyway, so it's very important to never go 3 days without Torah. So just like we don't want to have 3 days in a row, not just without learning Torah, because ideally we should learn Torah every day, but we don't want to even go 3 days without reading the Torah. Now we see a similar idea, a little bit, that Hashem gave in preparation to our Sinai, that Moshe gave Bnei Israel 3 days to prepare for receiving the Torah. Different reasons for this. Not going to get into that right now. But the letters of Zahav could have been written Bet Hey Zayin, which would be logical since it follows the orders of the day of the week. Second day, fifth day, seventh day, right? Obviously, it's a remez, it's a hint, not the actual word. But nonetheless, we can still theoretically ask that question. Why is gold Zayin Hey Bet if there is something intrinsic about the 2, 5, and 7, right? Why is it not Bahaz, right? Bet Hey Zayin. Kind of a weird question, but something interesting to think about. But part of the lesson might be that Zahav is teaching us that Shabbos has to come first, right? Regardless of whether you're talking about past, you're thinking ahead to the next week, right? You need to get your priority in order. Now, even though Shabbos, I mentioned this time and time again, that Shabbos finishes up the previous week, but also ushers in the coming week, right? That Shabbos is both the bridge between last week and next week, and it gives us the koach, it gives us the spiritual strength, the invigoration to be able to delve into the next week. So before we look ahead to all of the things we need to do, beginning of our day, Mondays, right? The day that we start work a lot of the time, the day we have to do so many projects that are so busy. First, we need to put our priorities in place and recognize that we have to strengthen our resolve and our connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we have to strengthen and recognize His place in the world, our place in the world, our place in our families, you know, just everything what Shabbos represents, the mastery of creation, what our place is and the role is as people, as Jewish people, right? So all of that comes first. Before you get to Monday, before you get to Thursday, you have to have Shabbos first. And that's part of the beauty of gold, right? The Shabbos is beautiful, much more beautiful than gold, right? It's more beautiful than fine gold, right? We say things like that about many things. The Torah is more beautiful than gold, right? So gold is something which gives a luster, and you notice the light shining off of it first, much like a diamond, right? You notice the light shining off of it first, more than what it's necessarily covering or what it's behind it or what it's being made of. First, you notice the luster that's there in gold, right? And you mentioned its appearance. You notice the gleam that's coming off of it. You notice the light. So that light, with respect to Shabbos, is symbolic of the spiritual light that should be taken into account before noticing the mundaneness or physicality of the week, right? You should start your week with a golden start. Start with Shabbos. Use it as your starting point. Use it as your perspective. Now, in the very beginning of this week's parsha, we have the word truma, right? And it's mentioned precisely three times, right? Which, again, is a chazakah, as I said. A chazakah is, if you're not familiar with what the concept is, apologize for not mentioning this earlier. A chazakah is, it's hard to explain, but basically when you do something three times, Chazaka literally means that which is strong. It becomes firmly implanted. That's part of the notion of the number three. When something is done three times, it makes it more concrete and firm as an established premise or truth. One can give or donate twice, once, twice, etc. But once one gives three times, it becomes instilled, right? We gave three half shekels, three trumas, right? It becomes ingrained in a person. When you do something three times, it becomes habitual. I actually like to say a lot of times, if somebody tells me their name, a lot of times I don't remember their name the first time. But most times, after I learn their names by the third time, I remember their name, right? So there is something to be said about that, right? So if a person gives to something three times, he's officially a giver. The Aron, the Ark, was at its innermost gold and on its outside gold, yet its middle was eighths. Its middle was wood. Our sages teach that this eighth, the word for tree, is comparable to a person, something which we hopefully learned a lot about when we were having a Tubishvat. Right? A tree is comparable to a person in many respects. A person should surround himself with gold, not, of course, in an ostentatious manner, but a person should have a golden appearance, be friendly and be positive, look like a mensch on the outside, but also be a mensch, be a gold on the inside, be gold in your heart. And now, you know, I've been very fortunate to have in the past, I'm currently, many gold members in my family, many, many amazing people. So when I originally wrote this, it was in honor of the 10th Yahrzeit of my Bubby, Alah Shalom. Now it would have been, it's going to be coming up on, it would be 14 years now. It's hard to imagine. So I guess this year is also in memory of her, Tova Bat Gedalia Cohen. And she was gold in and out, but she was also real. She was authentic. She said what she thought, and everybody was always aware of her. And up until her passing, she was the glue that held much of our family together. And she was the eighth chaim in the middle of her gold layers. And she left a special place in her heart and will always be remembered. And that was the greatest gift of gold that she left behind was my mother, whose name is Zahava, which literally means gold. So that's appropriate. So just keeping this in mind, we never realize sometimes until it's too late, until we're gone, other people don't realize the impact that other people have on others' lives. And you want to be living inside. You want to be an eighth. You want to be a tree. You want to be blossoming. You want to give fruit. But you want to be surrounded by a gold appearance, something which people are drawn to, something which is positive, something which has a light, which has a luster, right? And just like the Aron had gold on the outside and the inside, now we have to have gold on the outside and inside, so too our week has to have Shabbos on the outside and Shabbos on the inside. Shabbos is the gold of the week. It is the kli, the vessel that we can put our week into and then take it back out of, and it's refreshed for the next week, right? It is a special means that we have of being able to do that. There's something just inherently refreshing about Shabbos, even though sometimes it can be very frazzling getting ready for it. But once it's there, there's something very special about it, and it's great to appreciate that. And gold is one of the few things that almost everybody appreciates. There's just something intrinsic about it, like most precious metals, but there's just something intrinsic about gold that people have been drawn to for most of time, if not all of time, right? And so too, we want to be drawn to the Shabbos. We want to be drawn to Shabbat and everything that's contained within it. You know, the spirituality and everything that's in it, our families, Hashem, our communities, and everything that's beautiful within it. And we shouldn't treat it like a burden. We should treat it as the beauty that it is. It is gold through and through. And we need to also make sure to present ourselves to our families that we are a loving Shabbos, that we appreciate it, and that we want to shine to the best of our abilities like gold, regardless of the day of the week. And sometimes we need Shabbos to help us get there. So wishing you all a gold and glorious week and a great and golden, whatever you want to call it, Shabbos, and may it be special finishing up this week and beginning the next week. Shabbat Shalom.